Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, this new survey could be taken two different ways. Either rich people are the most honest people, or rich people steal more than poor people.
Oh, no.
It depends on how you look at it. I'll explain, Cato. They asked people when they were using the self-checkout machines if they had ever taken an item without scanning it on purpose.
What?
You go through, do self-checkout, yeah. You just deliberately don't scan something and put it in there.
I'm one of those that, you know, they talk about cameras being over you and all this. I'm one of those, I'll pick up something out of my basket or whatever, and I hold it up one at a time. I'm scanning it, dropping it in the bag.
But it's also weighted. So if you put something in the bag without scanning it, it will tell you.
Oh, you could just like set it down and then take it out and put something that you already scanned back on the little thing.
Yeah, you don't always have to use that because I might like buy a case of beer that won't fit on that.
Oh.
So it's one of those where I just put it back in the buggy and
yes,
it knows that I didn't. That yeah. I didn't set it down, but I did scan it.
A lot of new ones, though, they say they don't even have to set it down on there to weigh it. It's like, yeah. Could be female products, like they don't want to be weighed.
Well, they asked people about this, and 27% of households making $50,000 or less, or 17% of them, said they had stolen, whereas 40% of people who had a household income of over $100,000 admitted they stole something at least once. So either the rich people are more honest about their stealing, or they're stealing more than poor people are.
I can't. Mm-mm.
Well, that's how you stay rich.
Yeah. Don't give other people as much of your money, I guess.
I've gotten home. I've used the cashier to cash me out before at the grocery store. Gotten home and something, or gotten out to my car and realized there's something in the cart that's not in the bag.
I've done that, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it fell out. And they got home, realized it wasn't scanned. I'm not going to say anything. But I've also been standing in front of a cashier when I've watched them miss scanning something. And I've said, hey, you didn't scan that. That's over. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. Yeah. So I try to be honest. My conscience.
You ever roll
much.
Out, though, and you got water underneath the cart there? Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, man, I forgot to pay for that. And so you have to go back in?
No, I usually tell them when I pull up, like, there's water underneath.
Well, I'm like, sometimes we're forgetful.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't distinguish between people who admitted to having done it once or twice and people who do it habitually. So we don't know whether or not that applies. Like maybe one group of people did it more often than the other. But it was interesting that the rich people were more likely to have admitted stealing an item that way than the poorer people. So again, it really boils down to whether the poor people just lied about it or whether the rich people really did steal more often, which is pretty disappointing if it's true.
And I know this is kind of shady, but thinking about just when you forget to do stuff, I think that's on the stores. I mean, they're making us do all the work anyway. Like, you know, it's my responsibility to do that. You're going to leave that up to me to scan all my products and pay for them correctly?
I'm not a perfect employee.
Yeah.
I can't do it perfectly.
Right.
I've been seeing the meme going around. It says, when is the self-checkout Christmas party for Walmart?
Yeah.
Because I'd like to attend that party.
Well, they said men are far more likely to cheat at self-checkout than women, 38% versus 16%. So more than twice as likely. Millennials and Gen Z are more likely to cheat than Gen X and boomers. So millennials, 40%. Gen Z, almost 40%. Gen X is just 24%, and only 2% of boomers would even think of that. I don't even think boomers are using the self-checkout.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are they really stealing it, or are they just frustrated that it didn't scan correctly? It's like sometimes you get that potato chips bag, and it's all crinkled up. You're like, you try to scan it five times, like, oh, you know what? I just give up.
And everyone's sitting behind you like,
yeah.
You're like, I am also stressed that this is not working, okay?
Yeah.
And Kato, this may apply to you. They say that parents with children were far more likely to steal, 44%, than adults without children. So someone like you, who's an adult without children, is less likely to steal than the people who have kids.
Is it really stealing, or is they just distracted trying to keep the kids away from the candy and stuff? Like, get your hands off that, okay? I'm trying to scan these groceries.
True. The kid being like, Mama's not going to notice this Hershey's bar in the bag.
Well, the question they ask is, have you ever intentionally lied about the number of things in your self-checkout bag? Mm. So apparently they're making this on purpose. And 17% of them said they felt that stealing was justified because there's long lines.
Oh, really?
Because they were falsely accused of stealing in the past. So that made it okay to steal now.
That's just ain't right. That's weird.
You know, and I know some of the people at my grocery store, Harris Teeter, that I go to. So I wouldn't want them knowing I steal.
Right.
I'm surprised a lot of errors, Kato, because you're sitting there drinking most of the time you're shopping. I'm like, that's got to be a couple.
Usually if I got a glass in my hand, I'll let the cashier ring me up.
I can't do this if you
I just
can't.
I just got to go home after this, but she's got to ring it up.
You can't drink and work.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, do you already know what you have for Christmas or you got for Christmas? 19% of gifts are given before Christmas Day because the person just can't wait.
Now, that's crazy because I'm one of those people, but I still manage to wait till Christmas.
You do?
Because if you don't, then Christmas is a big letdown.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you've already opened all your presents, and let me open mine.
My kids wouldn't take them before Christmas. My kids are unusual in this area, but they don't want to ruin their Christmas. So my daughter is very careful not to accidentally see gifts.
Yep. Well, that's not all kids.
No,
all kids
it's not
like that. I'll get to that in just a second. But I know that you said John likes you to open Christmas presents early, right?
Yeah, my birthday is coming up, and I've already opened my Christmas gift or my birthday gift like a week or two ago.
Okay,
because he was too excited.
That wasn't from me.
Put your name on the card.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny because 37% of wives say they actually look for Christmas presents when the husband's not at home.
You know why?
They're sneaking around.
Because they don't trust him. They're like, I want to see if he screwed this up or not.
Are they looking for presents or just searching through his things and finds the gifts? You're like, I'm going to check up on him. Like, his phone was there. She'd be going through it. No.
Well, okay. 81% of kids.
Wow.
81% of kids, 9 to 15, look for Christmas presents when the parents are not at home. And 27% of parents don't leave kids alone at the house during the Christmas season.
Wow.
Dang.
Because they might be looking for their Christmas presents. So
I remember one time the gifts were under the tree wrapped.
Yeah, okay.
And our parents were gone. And I remember you'd take the little one side of it and pop it up and just look at the side. So if it was in the original box, you could tell what it was.
Yeah.
Then we'd tape it right back up.
Now, one time, my mom tells me a story when she's a little girl. She got a basketball and it was wrapped. And she would take it out and she would play with a basketball. Like she, and it was like a dirt, they had a dirt goal and everything, so it had dirt all over it the morning that she opened it up for Christmas.
A dirt goal?
A dirt, you know, court.
Oh, I was trying to picture this. I'm like, did they build like a sandcastle made a goal?
Her parents were like, we're going to take this back. She's like, that is so odd. I don't know why it's so dirty.
Why is it so dirty?
Weird.
Wasn't like that when we wrapped it, honey. But 22% actually open it up, the present, and they will
peep.
Yeah, peep. And they won't play with it, though.
I mean, no. I did that once, and it was like you ruined Christmas. I didn't do it anymore.
Okay.
My brother and I were in what we called the white bedroom. It was an extra bedroom, and they stored stuff. And in the back of that closet, they hid a bunch of our gifts. And so we looked, and we really regretted it.
I never played with it, but my sister shook one of hers one time and broke it. Yeah. And so then she had to do the same thing. She had to play dumb on Christmas. She was like, oh, it's broken. God.
She must have shook it hard.
Yeah, she's rough.
Well, less than a quarter admit they never snoop around for hidden presents.
They never admit. Admit being the key word.
Yeah. Oh. I'm confused. There's a double negative or something. So you're saying 25% of people claim they didn't snoop?
Yeah, they don't snoop.
Okay. I think a lot of those people are liars, but I think there are some people that don't.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
77% say they never go present hunting. Like if it's around the house, they don't want to go look for it if it's not been wrapped yet.
That takes energy.
Yeah. It's yeah.
When I was like a kid, but not now. When I was a kid, you actually cared enough to go
look. You'd look under the bed. You'd do whatever you could.
I don't remember doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If my mom's listening, I don't remember doing that either.
Well, nowadays, a lot of the parents say they set up cameras that are focused on the Christmas tree specifically so the kids will not look at their presents.
That's going to be the future. We're not going to be able to get away with anything anywhere anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
The bathroom's the only place you might get away with something.
Oh, that's why my parents set up that camera. They always told me they were trying to catch Santa. They were trying to catch me.
Exactly, yeah.
Dang, they're smart.
Now they have cameras inside Christmas ornaments.
I'll tell you what they should put. Cameras, they should put him on the Elf on the Shelf's eyes.
Oh. He already looks creepy.
Because he already is creepy.
Yeah, and you know what? You could just have an app for that and show the kids what he's looking at all
the
time.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Uh-huh. As if he wasn't creepy enough.
We could be millionaires if we weren't so lazy.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, technology and sports all over the world. I mean, we've been seeing a lot of this for the past few years, of course. With football, the coaches can throw the flag and they can review something, especially with the slow motion to make sure, see if the guy's knee was down or whatever. Was it technically a touchdown or not?
The instant replay rule.
Now, with baseball, a little bit different, but if you watch baseball, they got the little square box now, and it'll tell you if it was a strike or a ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they can protest. I think the pitcher and the catcher can protest, but they can't take that technology. Unless, I guess, the coach is on the sideline going, hey, protest that one. That was a ball.
They can still take their mask off the catcher and sling it on the ground. They mad.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a strike. It wasn't a ball.
Throw a little temper tantrum.
Yes,
what you're saying.
You can still do that. It's not going to help.
So here's something new in sports. A new tech company is using cameras and AI to judge figure skating more accurately than human figure skating judges.
Interesting.
So they're going to take this technology, it's going to be at the Olympics or whatever, and then they can see if they did the, whatever it's called, a triple Lindy or a double spinner. I don't know what those terms are for the spinning and jumping up in the air. And
makes me dizzy.
Axles and things like that. Mm-hmm. I know the triple axle, and I forget all of them too.
Yeah, but so the AI now is going to be judging the figure skaters. Now, I don't know if that's going to be technically, the way they're going to use it. Because it will be like just a suggestion or whatever.
It'll probably be something they use on sports announcing just to say whether or not that the judges got it right. But I don't think they're going to abandon judges real quickly.
And it'll probably have the figure skaters like little outline there. It's like, look, see, her leg was a little bit down there and it should have been extended a little bit further right there.
I think this is good in a way. I think the goal is to try to be more accurate and to have less bias and less mistakes.
How accurate is AI, though, at this point?
Well, you'll want to make sure it is, but I mean, the good thing is you can review the AI's decisions and see if it did a good job or not.
True. And the AI is very accurate and lifelike. They say if you ask it to respond in Russian, it gives a lower score than American skaters. To the American skaters.
Really?
I'm over here thinking, no way.
Yeah. What they need is AI to solve another figure skating problem. That's the outfits they wear.
What's wrong with them?
They're just sparkly and all. I mean, the guy's chest goes down. Yeah. I mean, if he's got a V, shirt on that goes down past his belly button, that looks kind of weird.
And you know they have to be cold.
Yeah.
Like, put on a jacket.
Put a coat on.
Yeah. Just see him out there with a puffer jacket on.
And you know what? For another winter sport, it's curling. I think they should get all the housewives to make sure the sweeping is correct.
Okay.
I'm trying to get on your bad joke, band.
You're there.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We don't get into many politics here on the show, but President Trump said something that I'm going to have to disagree with. He announced this past Friday that to him, soccer is the real football, and American football needs to change their name to something else.
What?
Why?
I don't know, but they're already coming up with new names for American football, and these are some of the suggestions online. Some of them are actually pretty funny. But I don't think any of them make a lot of sense.
Well, I know a lot of it gets confused because overseas they call it football, and when it's soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And over here, you know, football is football, but we throw the ball.
That's what he said. We're the only ones that call soccer soccer.
Yeah. Well,
everyone else calls it football pretty much.
Well, I call soccer evil. But, you know, football in America is probably one of our biggest sports, if not the biggest. The Super Bowl is an enormous thing.
Right.
I don't even think soccer has a playoff.
Yeah, they do. You got me on that one.
It's FIFA. I was joking.
Yeah.
So here are some of the suggestions for the names for football in America. Gridiron.
Why?
Because they play on the, quote, gridiron.
They played on turf.
I know, it's not iron, dummies.
Some people say it is already the technical name, which would make the NFL the NGL.
Oh, no, boy.
Pigskin is another one.
Pass.
Let's play some pigskin.
That just sounds
nasty.
Dirty, nasty. Okay.
End up for
muddy.
Me. You know what I think about, you know, the
Pork skins?
Pork skins, yeah. That's what I think about.
Chicharronis?
Yeah.
The chicharronis.
They are delicious.
Another suggestion was DraftKings Ball, which was a joke because DraftKings is one of the online betting things.
Yeah. Oh.
So that was kind of a joke there. Trump Ball, because he's the one who was pushing for the new name.
Mm-hmm.
Hand Egg or Egg Ball?
Why is that?
Because it's kind of shaped oval, I guess.
Oh, like an egg.
I feel like you're messing with Easter when you bring eggs into it.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like it looks like an egg. They also said a Mara ball.
Oh, boy.
That sounds bad for some reason. So since it is still American football, but that's probably one of the most popular names was American football or tackle football. Those were suggestions. American football is fine with me because it still calls it football, and we still know what they're talking about.
Right.
You could play touch football. Could you imagine watching that, and there's no tackling on football? I don't think we'd be as popular. It's like, I touched you.
Those 300-pound guys being like, I touched him.
Yeah.
He did not fall over.
Let's do a replay on that and see what actually happened. Oh, he did lightly touch him.
There was a tackle.
You know, it is kind of odd that they do call it football here because really they barely use their feet.
Well, on kickoffs and on field goals and touchdowns.
Soccer, you're always using your feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you on that side?
I'm just saying they could just call it like pass.
Or what about handball?
Pass ball.
Handball's already taken.
That's a thing?
Yeah, handball's a thing.
What's handball? I'm gonna Google.
It's kind of like racquetball without a racket.
Well, we got pickleball, but no pickles. How about just pickball?
Oh my gosh.
This is why we don't need to change it.
Yeah,
it's easier just to figure out whether they're talking about soccer or football than it is to do all this.
Again, I think we have more important things to worry about than this.
They also suggested footsie, which I think is already taken too.
Here we are at the footsie bowl.
Brought to you by Foot Locker.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Something you may be doing over the next few weeks is Christmas shopping online.
No, I'm not either.
Yeah, I've done a lot.
A lot of folks who are shopping online have a limit of what they're comfortable spending online. I think that's gone up in recent years.
I will say, you can't. It's hard to keep track of it.
What's the most you've ever spent on Amazon? I've probably spent $2,000 or $3,000 on a computer on Amazon before. That's probably my biggest ticket item ever.
Mm, I can't say because my husband listens and I'll get in trouble.
Yeah, don't want that.
Yeah.
I know I ordered parts for my cars that were $600 or $800 before.
I bought iPads, like $400.
Yeah, $400. You know, you can even buy a car on Amazon.
It's already too easy to just buy stuff online. I mean, let's face it. You fell asleep and you bought stuff with your nipples before because your iPad fell on your chest, Tom.
I ended up enjoying those items.
I mean, I don't want that option. I don't want to be able to spend $50,000 just by pushing a button or two.
Yeah, imagine getting wine drunk and you wake up and you're like, oops, I bought a car.
Honey. Yes, I'm telling you.
Amazon makes it so easy to return items that you don't want.
They do.
It's not a big deal. You just be like, oh my God, there's a Hyundai in the front yard. Return order, please.
I guess I got to drive us back to the UPS store or Kohl's.
Kohl's will have all these Hyundais out front. But I think it's kind of cool. And, you know, there's a lot of people who hate car shopping.
I wonder if Wish is going to start doing this.
You don't want to order a Wish car.
You're like, I got a BMW, and it comes in as a Honda.
It's a WMB.
Yeah. Buy one from Etsy.
Yeah.
Some mom.
Well, that's a homemade car then.
She crocheted you some seat covers.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is kind of where things are headed.
You know what? You got to be careful on Amazon, though, because they are the third-party people out there. And, you know, and you got to strike while it's hot. You see that price go down? Get it then.
Here's the thing with Amazon. As long as the seller is Amazon, you have nothing to worry about.
I try to make sure that.
Yeah, if you end up and it's like the seller is X3ZAY Bob Booth, and you're like, that didn't even those letters don't even make sense, then you know it's probably coming from some China distributor that there's no way to get in touch with later.
Well, if Amazon keeps up with things, then why don't they keep up with that?
They keep up with the sales part, but not all those people are bad people.
Oh,
some of them just sell you cheap stuff, and it's like, doesn't have the marketing behind it. Yeah. So you just have to do your homework with the reviews.
Yeah,
and
you do.
I tend to lean towards only ordering if it's for sale by Amazon or if it's cheap and I'm willing to gamble. I think the cars, you definitely want to order the cars from Amazon and not someone else.
And I don't see wine on Amazon, but there is a wine glass that says it's not really drinking alone if the dog is home.
Yeah.
So I am ordering that for myself.
Okay. Oh, and a note, don't order chocolate during the summertime. I had chocolate sauce when it delivered.
Yeah. Really? I thought they put them in those little ice boxes. Yeah.
They probably do now, but back in the day, they were just getting started. I ordered Belgium chocolates online once, and that wasn't good either. You know how they look like they're all mixed together and they have the brown and the white sometimes? Uh-huh. Mine were that way, but they weren't supposed to be. Cars, I think cars are safe. And that is pretty wild that we could be buying tens of thousands of dollar cars on Amazon.
But there's stuff that you just want to touch and feel and sit in and drive before you buy it online. I mean, it's like clothes. I'm like, you know, you want to touch some of those clothes, make sure they fit right before you buy it.
My last three cars I bought sight unseen
Did
on the
you
internet.
Really? I could not do that.
They're Corvettes. I knew what I was getting, but I ordered them. A truck shipped them from wherever I got them, and they were much cheaper that way.
I have not bought a car because I sit in it, and I'm like, this seat does not feel right. It does not fit right.
That would change in a month of driving.
Goldilocks.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm with you, though.
Exactly.
Because you sit in some cars. When I was looking for a car, I'd sit in it going, this does not even feel comfortable.
Yeah, this is not me.
And this is why I can't buy clothes online. Because I have to try it on. Mm-hmm. I have to feel the fabric.
Me too.
And then lick it.
Wait, move with
I have to make sure my sweat pits are not going to seep through the shirt. So if the shirt turns darker under my underarms from sweating, I can't buy that.
You always got to sniff and lick a shirt before
sniff
you buy
and lick.
Oh, and here I thought getting a shirt with a makeup stain on it already was bad.
Okay.
That
is
gross.
Can't please everyone all the time, folks. So that the rest of us will enjoy the advances in technology.
I lick and sniff my cars, too, for mine. You don't mind if I lick his seat, do you?
Whoa.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.